supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
During this Women's History Month, let's focus on contributions of women and minorities in the realm of astronomy with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, I'm sure the film Hidden Figures pulled back the curtain on what was largely unknown to many moviegoers.
I think that's very true. You know, this is, of course, the story of Hidden Figures is African-American women being used as computers by NASA to help calculate everything from engine performance to orbital parameters for manned space missions. And it really is the tip of the iceberg because women were being used as computers by NASA in many different applications. That particular film looked at the plight of African-American women.
Those three women, in turn, had to learn how to calculate or negotiate working in a very kind of different workplace, both in terms of the science and the sentiment.
And the way in which science has been set up to be biased against women and towards men really has suppressed a lot of the stories that we should know about the involvement of women in astronomical research.
Before we highlight some of those names, is it your sense that that bias has largely been diminished, or does it still largely exist?
Well, the bias is diminishing, let's say. The bias is diminishing. It's getting better. I believe that and have seen evidence that there are many, many more women in astronomical research than there have been in the past. The same is true for what I've seen for women in engineering roles within NASA. My own experience has shown me that there are many more women, many more minorities working in those fields as well. But it's still difficult. It's still a challenge. And women still have to work very hard to make sure that they are taken for their worth at the exact same level as men are, not only in terms of their capability to do extraordinarily challenging astrophysics work or engineering work, but they're also compensated equally.
The highest profile women, of course, are those who've gone aloft, the astronaut corps. Who are some of the notable women more behind the scenes?
Today, there's still plenty of women who really do stand out significantly. Names like Carolyn Porco and Jill Tarter, who worked with NASA's planetary exploration programs, Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who was the woman who first discovered rotating neutron stars that we now call pulsars. Mimi Fuchs is a local astronomer who worked at the Franklin Institute for several years, took her degree from Swarthmore, and now is working at the Mauna Kea Observatories. And Sandy Faber, who did a tremendous amount of work in helping us to understand the very early history and evolution of the universe, is actually a Franklin Institute Science Medals laureate. So these are some of the women that currently are standing out as luminaries, if you will, in the field of astronomical research.
Let's move on to celebratory birthdays of note in the realm of science and astronomy this week.
There are lots of them. Today is the birthday of Percival Lowell, born in 1855. Percival Lowell is best known for erecting the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is the location from which Clyde Tombaugh did his significant work in being able to identify the planet Pluto. Percival Lowell is also directly associated with the observations of Mars in the late 19th century, early 20th century, and his work actually supported the idea of another birth anniversary person from tomorrow, and that's Giovanni Schiaparelli from 1835. Schiaparelli was the person who advanced the ideas that there were canals on the surface of Mars. Percival Lowell's observations supported those suggestions that there may be canals on the surface of Mars that actually were filled with water.
So silly. Who would think there was ever water on Mars?
And now these days we know for sure that Mars was at one time much warmer and much wetter. Also tomorrow, Albert Einstein, born in 1879, of particular note, and Jean Cernan, one of the most recent Apollo astronauts to pass away, was born in 1934. Wednesday, another Apollo astronaut, Alan Bean, celebrates a birthday. He was born in 1932. And in 1926, the first liquid-fueled rocket was launched on that date. So that's a significant moment. And finally on Friday, Jim Irwin, one of the astronauts that paved the way for the lunar missions with his work in the Gemini missions and the early Apollo missions.
We have a moment left for those willing to wait the extra hour for the darkening skies this week. What's available to be seen in the night sky?
In the evening, just after sunset, we still have brilliant Venus over in the west, just after sunset, but it's sinking fast. Many people have called or dropped an email asking, what's that big bright thing over in the west? That's Venus. You can't miss it.
Is it the brightest thing in the west, if not the night sky this week?
It is by far the brightest object in the evening sky. No star can appear this bright. Venus, because of its high surface reflectivity of its cloud cover, allows it to appear so bright in the evening sky.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.